This is Yax from Wipefest, and you're listening to the Training Dummies. With Rob.
The Horde and Alliance can coexist. I've seen it.
And Daryl.
One single event could draw us together.
Greetings and welcome to episode 224 of the Training Dummies, recorded on October 9th, 2018. My name is Daryl and I've been recycling a lot of clips lately for our intros because they just seem to fit so well, just like that last one.
Yeah, there's only so many times that you can customize that with the, the Heroes clips. Yeah, it's good
yeah,
though.
Yeah, I know. That works. Exactly.
Yeah.
So how are you doing this evening, Grub?
Doing pretty good, man. Just got out of a Heroes of the Storm game where I got a loot box with a spray that was titled Rip Jaina, and it was just this little grave with like Jaina's hand holding her staff out of it, and I don't know if that's some foreshadowing, because we're going to be talking to Percuria tonight. We get into some spoiler warning. I think we leaked last week on somebody else's podcast that Jaina was going to be... Which a Death Knight, not a Dreadlord. She's going to be a Death Knight, right?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah. Sounds right to me.
We make up our own spoilers here because we leave the data mining to the professionals. So, yeah.
As we can. All right. Well, since you already mentioned her name, let's give me a big Training Dummies welcome to our guest this evening, Perculia.
Hey, everyone.
Perk, thank you so much for, I know you mentioned there's some new PTR and there's a lot of stuff going on, so I appreciate you clearing off your table and, or maybe the cat did that, but, taking some time to come hang out with us tonight.
Alright.
So, there's probably some sort of, like, way, way off remote chance that somebody doesn't know who you are, and in that event, why don't you give them just a little bit about who you are, what you do, you know, Wowhead, your history with Blizzard.
Sure. So, I run Wowhead, and that means that I help write the news and oversee it, I'll oversee all the guides, come up with the various features we do, like the flying tool, or the attunement tracker, or how stuff should look in the dressing room. I started off volunteering around Cataclysm and then kept doing more and more every expansion. Like, I did a lot of transmog sets leading up to MOP, and then I did more guides in MOP, and then did more news, like, starting in Warlords. So it's been fun, you know, going from a volunteer position to a full-time job. And I've been playing since, you know, Classic WoW, like, you know, really early on, like, getting more serious about it and, you know, like, AQ40. And, yeah, it's really cool that I, get to take all this knowledge about the game and help turn it into, you know, a cool job and a cool community tool.
Awesome.
And I have a cat. I think the cat's new since the last time I was on the show.
I believe so. I want to say, yeah. And the coolest part is the cat's name, though. Is that a little bit of homage to, to Warcraft there?
Actually, Panzer was visiting. I had just moved. And she had vet training before, and we heard this cat sobbing, and she's like, there's a cat, we have to take care of it. And I'm like, I don't know what to do. And she's like, no, it's a cat. And then she's like, oh, the cat's so cute. Like, you know, like, you're going to take the cat, and its name is Brightpaw. And I went, okay. Like, I've never, and then finally the cat grew on me. But, you know, he responded to the name. He's very smart. He's very graceful. He balances on everything. So the name fits for him. And yeah, totally named after the Blizzard pet, although maybe Mischief would be better for him because he's always in trouble, so.
Yeah, that's awesome. Nice. I think that's cool that you actually did that, and here you are, like, what, almost a year later, and you're living the cat mom life. That's awesome.
Yep, he just chewed apart my old mouse last week, so usually he's not allowed in this room unless I'm supervising him now.
He was actually hooking you up because he knew that you needed a new mouse and was like, she's not going to do this unless I destroy that old one for her. So,
yep.
Awesome. Well, Daryl, did you have any other opening comments before we get into the good stuff?
No, I don't think so. I'm ready to jump right in here.
Awesome. If you guys have any questions or comments, want to find out what we're doing, we're active on Twitter. The show is at Training Dummies. I am at Rob Copeland, and Daryl is at Daryl _TTD. And also, if you like the show, you'd like to support us, check out our Patreon page over to patreon.com/trainingdummies. No obligations, of course. We are just happy that you listen.
All right, so we got a few topics we want to discuss tonight, but I guess one of the first one, if you want to jump into it, is Wowhead the site. Now, I know you guys always bring in new features and updates, and I'm just wondering if there's anything new on the site that came along with Battle for Azeroth that we can look forward to using that I might not have discovered yet.
Sure. So we revamped the whole Today in Broken Isles bit. It's now Today in WoW. And we're tracking a bunch of new stuff now. So the latest thing we're tracking is the Warfront cycle. So who owns the Warfront, and then how much time is left on the contributions or the attack phase. And then also, if there's a contribution, what are the quests that are up? So we think that's pretty useful. And then the flying tool is all updated for BFA. But in addition to the flying tool, we have an attunement tracker that shows your progress on things like allied races, or, you know, what you have to do to, like, run Mythic Siege of Boralus, or what the item level is for a certain raid. So we've been adding stuff to that, and we'll be updating more in 8.1 for the, you know, next phase of the war campaign or whatever important comes up then. So those are some of the kind of interesting tools we've been doing since we last spoke.
A little sidebar here. Do you think that the contributions actually have an impact on how quickly it gets done, or do you think that's on the timer?
I think Blizzard is just like, oh, this has to go faster.
Yeah,
you can't have like a month-long Warfront cycle and speed it up a little bit.
Yeah, because I mean, who's giving at this point? Like, I looked at some of the things you have to turn in, and some of them, like, all right, fine, you can have 100 resources or you can have whatever, but like some of them, I'm like, no, you're not having my enchants or my herbs. No,
yeah, right now it's enchant weapon stalwart navigation, and it's like, I don't think so.
Yeah, No, that's a moneymaker right there. You're not. I'm not. So yeah, that's funny. So I know there's a lot of it seems like Wowhead kind of gets a makeover with each new expansion.
Another big focus, we were doing our guides this past expansion, so like a lot of the interesting features we have are kind of baked into the guide. So for example, if you go to the gear pages and the Azerite pages, we have these dynamic charts powered by Blood Mallet. So instead of us just saying like, oh, this is the best Azerite trait, it's like, well, here's a sim, and you mouse over the things and it shows you where they are at different item levels, and it just magically updates every hotfix so the writers don't have to spend hours.
Okay, that's cool.
You know, we have stuff like that. We have Mythic Plus guides, and it shows you what's the best, what class compositions have done it the fastest for that specific week of affixes. So you can be like, oh, you know, like, this is a bad week for them, or, but, you know, like, oh, well. Or you can see the races. You'd be like, oh, 90% of the top runs are done by Blood Elves. What does this show us? So we're trying to have like all these little like data features involved in our guides for BFA now.
Man, I feel like I need to really dig back into it again, because I don't know. If I'm being honest, usually what I do is like, it's mostly class guide stuff. So I'll go and, you know, once something gets a balance or whatever, I'll go and look. Or if I'm getting on an alt that I haven't played in a while, I'll go and make sure I have the right talents and whatnot. But it sounds like, especially because of how difficult Azerite gear is to kind of navigate, you know, with the what traits do you want, and that, it sounds like having a tool like Wowhead to be able to, it's like you said, it integrates with Blood Mallet. That really helps, because I keep going to Blood Mallet and looking, you get to a point where, like, on an alt that I don't play that much, I just go, I think this one's good. I don't care. I don't want it, you know. So, that's definitely a super awesome feature you guys have integrated there. Was there any other kind of key stuff for BFA that you guys are promoting right now? Or,
I mean, we've got the allied races, we got the Azerite, we got the dressing room. I think, what was the last time I was on the show? If that was before Allied Races, then, you know, the dressing room has all the customization options, including the 8.1 Night Warrior appearance. So you can, like, try out all the Allied Race hairstyles and, you know, armor, or you can try out, like, Blood Elf Golden Eyes or the Night Elf skin tints, so you don't have to spend money at the barbershop. So you can plan all that in advance. Okay.
Nice.
So,
yeah.
That's something we think is pretty cool.
I feel like gold is kind of at a premium right now, so I don't like spending it on stuff that's, like, not necessary.
Yeah, if you're like, oh, like, do I grind, you know, like, Argusian Reach or 7th Legion, you know, what allied race do I want? You can be like, oh, well, I really like how this race looks. I'm going to go pursue this allied race. So, yeah, so just, you know, a lot of, like, class guides, allied race stuff, data mining on the site right now.
You say that about gold being at a premium, yet I'm spending like 500 gold a week coming up with a new transmog so far this expansion, so I don't know what I'm doing wrong.
I've changed my transmog for the first time in, since I rolled my Demon Hunter. I stayed with the starting zone gear for a while and finally updated it this week, but we'll see if that...
Yeah, I'm on my third this expansion, so...
Yeah. Do you have any new features in the pipeline that are coming? I know with some of the changes to Island Expeditions and whatnot, does that mean any changes for you guys? Or
So we've done a guide to recently on the rewards, lining up what rewards think dropped from are like related to what type of mob, and we also show on the front page what is the favored mob type. So for example, if you go to the front page, you'll see something like Skittering Hollow with Kobolds, the Dread Chain with Kvaldir, the Rotting Mire with Pirates, and then the reward guy will be like, hey, if you kill a lot of pirates, like, you might get squawks and these other things.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's basically where we're at, just trying to get the interesting NPCs on the front page, and then also trying to get the guides reflecting what people are, you know, most interested in.
Mm-hmm. I know you had mentioned the Mythic Plus stuff a little bit, and with last year, I think one of the things that we talked about was the Mythic Dungeon Invitational.
Yeah,
that was super awesome. Are you looking forward to any of the esports events at BlizzCon this year, like that?
Yeah, I think that the All Stars sounds really cool, especially if they have like some, you know, really bizarre off the wall possibility that they can throw in. I always thought that was fun back in the day with the raid encounters, how. It wasn't recently. The raid encounters recently were kind of boring, but like back in the day, they would do really funny things with the raids. So it was a familiar setting, but something with a twist. So
yeah.
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, that'd be great. I know that one of the main things that everyone's like really getting hyped about though is the BlizzCon event itself. But there's a huge push around the community events this year, and with the Con Before the Storm and World of Podcasts. But one of everyone's favorite parties is the Wowhead party. So why don't you tell us what you've been pouring into that and what that's going to look like this year?
Sure. So the Wowhead's BlizzCon party takes place the day before BlizzCon as usual. So it will be the Thursday at the Hilton. It's free for everyone. We have some changes this year. We have so many people attending, and we thought it was a little weird that you had to migrate from like the outdoor area to the indoor area halfway through. Yeah. So we've just taken over like half of the second floor, and it's just going to be the Wowhead party for the full 8 hours, which means that the show can go longer. Mm-hmm. The claw machines can be 8 hours instead of four. Mm-hmm. The prize wheel can be 8 hours instead of four. The whole center will just be a bar. So we'll have more space and people won't have to migrate. So that's one big change we're really happy about. And if you haven't been before, it's just free. It's just a celebration for everyone. There are areas where there's, you know, music and then a bar, but then there's other areas where there will be, you know, various like content creators, influencers up on the stage doing like little interviews. There'll be a prize wheel with like Blizzard prizes. There'll be a claw machine where you can win Pepe's. So, we try to have something for everyone. We'll also have an influencer signing. So from like 6 p.m. to like midnight, you can have different people sign, you know, your posters. And if you'd like to learn more, if you go to wowhead.com/BlizzCon-party, you can actually RSVP. If you RSVP in advance, we can give you some sweet Wowhead pins and t-shirts and a line skip. Cool. And if you also go to the page and you want to see more events, if you go to the very bottom of that BlizzCon party page, you can see like all the other community events going on from, you know, like Con Before the Storm to like people doing Korean barbecue. So, but yeah, I'm glad you mentioned the RSVP. Sorry, I'm bright for a second. you need to RSVP by October 16th if you want to get the special goodies like, you know, a pin of the Wowhead rocket or a t-shirt or whatnot. So, definitely check that out.
Now, last year, I went with, got in line with a couple of friends, and it was basically like a massive line waiting to get in.
Yeah.
And it was, it took a while, and Is moving the whole event down to the second floor, is that going to alleviate some of that? Or do you still anticipate it being a...
I think it will, because we basically have the entire, what's it called, there's like a registration dock on the second floor for actual conventions, and we get to take that over as part of booking that entire space. And then we also are selling some line skips as part of the package. If you want to buy some pins, you also get a line skip. So the registration area will have, you know, more lines than before. So we hope that will alleviate things, like actually having a real area and not like little flimsy tables. It's a little funny because there's one room that we don't have, and it's a dentist convention, and that's closer to the registration booth. So we can imagine some like people going into the dentist area by accident. but yeah, we think that by having it just in the same place the entire time and having a proper registration setup, that it should help streamline things. But, you know, the party keeps growing in size and demand every year. So we keep trying to keep up with it, hire more people to assist with the registration. But it's always going to be a little bit of a bottleneck. But we are trying to, you know, like I said, get more and more space, have more booths open to move people through registration, let people, you know, register in advance to get some premium perks as well.
You you mentioned line skips, and are there any other, besides that, is there any other ways that people should know that, or people can approach it in advance thinking that they want to make sure that they get in, or, you know, are people able to purchase a VIP pass, or is it just a line skip? What's some of the options people have?
This is actually the first year I'm bright again. I'm pulling up the abbreviation. It is all good. There are a few different, ticket options you can get. General admission, you know, is just for free. There's a socialite package for $50, which gives you, an extra prize wheel spin, a special line skip line, two complimentary drink tickets, and one collectible pin. So it's not just like $50 to skip the line, like you actually get, you know.
Yeah, yeah, you get some goodies.
You know, drinks add up, a pin adds up. You can also buy this for two people in a double the fun package for $100. And then there's a collector option where you get the line skip and a lot of pins, but it's like non-alcoholic, so there's no drink tickets involved, and that's $125. And then we're sort of blown away. We had a package for $500, and that got sold out. So
that's amazing.
Yeah, we only had like a few.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So, you know, we definitely learned a lot this year, seeing what sort of things people would be interested in getting, what, you know, little gifts we can throw in. So, you know, we definitely like the idea of letting people pay for line skip, but also throw in some drink tickets or some, you know, pins or collectibles or whatnot this time.
That's awesome.
Get that in before October 16th. And if you, like I said, if you go to the BlizzCon party page, there's a very obvious link at the top being like RSVP here, and you RSVP there.
Cool.
So
right on.
Yeah, we can't wait to meet you too. It's Nerviosa.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just saying, see some people in the chat room are showing a little bit of hype, so.
Oh, yeah, Neri's working on the PTR build along with us. She was, like, messaging me, and I'm like, I'm doing a show, I can't, like, answer you on what
So we got Claw Machines, nice. The influencer meet and greets, we've got the big stage. Is it going to be mainly, is it going to be kind of like the big DJ format? Will there be live music or anything special this year, or?
So there's going to be a live DJ in one area. It's actually to be right against where the dentists are. And there's going to be a, we're getting like a light up dance floor to like have the whole auction house dance party vibe.
Yeah.
And then right in the other quarter, we're having the stage where like every half hour we'll have different influencers do like a little show, you know, like interview each other and whatnot. And that'll be like the quieter area. And that should be streamed for people at home.
Okay.
And then we actually have a gaming lounge powered by MSI. And there'll be various computers so people can, you know, do stuff there, play WoW or whatnot.
Oh, very cool, man.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's, I really like the idea of moving it down to the second floor. And it sounds like, you know, it's been a great event every year, but having to kind of track up the stairs and get up there before, and then some of it being outside, you know, it was you kind of felt like it was a little like up out of the way. And I think now it's going to be more of a part of what's going on with, you know, everybody goes to the Hilton, right? Everyone goes in there.
And it's so nice because, the upper part is beautiful, but they have noise complaints after 10 p.m. So mm-hmm. we had to move downstairs, and that meant that, you know, like the show had to end at 10 sharp. And mm-hmm. if there was mm-hmm. a claw machine up on the top floor, well, that claw machine was not getting wheeled down to the after party. So now right. with having everything on the second floor, everything can just last twice as long. Mm-hmm. And when you're talking about lines, I also wanted to point out that we have doubled the number of claw machines and prize wheels this year. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if that will now get more people to attend, but the idea is that if we had twice as many prize booths, then the lines would move faster.
Yeah. Yeah. That sounds well, yeah. Just sense. the whole layout of the area sounds like it, you could just host a larger group a little bit easier. So
yeah, like the bar will just be in the center and will be a four-way bar. So mm-hmm. people can just like have one, they can just like congregate in one area as mm-hmm. opposed to having all these little bar lines kind of intersecting.
Yeah, I found myself standing right, in a bar line last year and I didn't even know it. I was actually just, you know, I was at one of the stages watching Panzer, and next thing I know, I'm actually in a bar line. I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're just sort of like herding that all to like one area of
awesome. The convention. Very cool. So the actual BlizzCon event itself, what are you hyped about? There's all sorts of Diablo hype, and there's, you know, we're hoping for mobile. I don't know. What are you really looking forward to?
So, I mean, always the WoW What's Next panel, especially because they mm-hmm. said they won't be covering 8.1 on Twitter. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I'm really hoping we finally get like a Battle for Azeroth. It's actually an Old God expansion. And it's like, this totally. Is what Ashara is doing. And then it's like, well, now that we know that something bad happens in Siege of Zul'Jazar, and then mm-hmm. something bad happens probably in Crucible of Storms, like, you know, look who else is here who's so happy No Sight is doing well. And then Ashara just like, it's like, oh, like new key art for BFA. And now like the logo is purple and bad things are happening.
That would be
Old Gods.
I'd be about cool. that, man. If they kind of, it would be a lot of work, but almost rebranding BFA at this point too.
Yeah,
that would be so cool. Yeah. Well, we know that with the last one of the most recent developer, it wasn't a Q&A, but it was a Ian just getting up there and spilling the beans. Like, I wasn't expecting that, right? I mean, you see a lot of stuff when you're data mining, but Ian just getting up there and going, "Okay, new raid. Here's how it works. We're doing this." You know, like, everyone was kind of like, whoa, wait a minute. And it was like this 20-minute, like, just dump
really
of
intense.
Info. Yeah. So, yeah, the fact that they're not going to talk about that at BlizzCon is kind of awesome, because it means what we're getting is fresh and new and unknown. So,
yeah,
exactly. Super.
I expect Ian to have another Argus moment where he just ends by being like, oh, yeah, like, also going to Argus. And I was going to be like, whoa. Like,
kind of have to,
like,
yeah.
So
where are we going,
like,
then?
Oh, it'll be like, oh, old gods. It'll be like, oh, by the way, like, Sylvanas wins, like, we all die. He'll be like, what? Like,
wow.
Yeah.
That escalated quickly.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
So, I think that's what he's going to try to do.
Yeah. Man, I can't remember the name off the top of my head, but isn't there, like, an old god kind of a city or a dimension or something that... It's kind of, I'm hoping that's going to be maybe the new quote unquote Argus
Yeah, I mean, it's the way the islands are set up. If you superimpose them over Chronicles, it seems that Nazoth's prison is right between both islands. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, look, we're having this naval battle. And gee, I bet the naval battle's between both islands. And I'm sure that Nazoth would be really happy if, like, all the dead soldiers kind of floated down to his lair and, you know, with their nice necklaces of Azerite. Mm-hmm. So
Atlantis,
I think that, so I think something's going to happen there. It's going to be like, oh, like Ashara has raised or unearthed his prisoner. We're going to see like his ancient city of Nyalotha.
Yeah.
Like
Nyalotha. That, so. That's it. Yeah. Nick in the chat room said that too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Old God Jack City. Yeah. I would take Old God Jack City.
Nice.
Are you looking forward to any of the other stuff? I mean, we know there's going to be a Hearthstone expansion. We know there's going to be some Diablo news. Do you think maybe Diablo 4? Do you think we're going to be talking more of like a Netflix series or something else? Or
I think a Netflix series would be interesting. Mm-hmm. I suppose we'll know more if we see the floor plan. Like, if there's a big Diablo demo area, then it's like, oh, it's Diablo 4. But if it's not so much of a demo area, then it's going to be like, oh, maybe it's just like a lot of cool media tie-ins, because mm-hmm. there aren't very many panels for Diablo. Like, the position of the first Diablo panel is really interesting, but it's not like, you know, when there's a new WoW expansion, it's like, you get like 10 panels on WoW.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I feel like Diablo doesn't have that same amount of panels.
No, there is something like
something
after.
Is coming.
There, yeah, they do have some yeah. sort
there's
of.
Like, there's like one other panel, but yeah. it could be something. But I feel like if it was Diablo 4, there'd be more, I don't know, more panels or something like that. But I think, yeah, I think Netflix would be pretty interesting if they would reveal that.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
Yeah,
that'd
be really cool.
The kind of information that we dissect from just looking at the layout of the convention center, and you know, even though they're kind of hiding some of this stuff in there, you know, we were able to kind of pull a lot. It's like IRL or BlizzCon data mining, right? Like we're like looking at the site, totally. looking at the way that the convention center set up, and trying to figure out who's going to be doing what. What are your do you have any big predictions for? I know you said Sylvanas wins, but
yeah. So like Ashar, you know, I think Ian will be like, oh, he's like, because you know the Horde and Alliance, like you know, we've beaten the old gods when we have you know fought together, but the rift is too great to be healed, so you know we lose, and then like Sylvanas rises us. Like, and I think there's going to be something really bad with that.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, I mean, I think that'll definitely be flipped around. I think we'll get a release date for Classic, which I'm also really excited about because it's going to be like, ooh, like more data mining for WoWhead, like Classic WoWhead, like all those, you know, fun comments, old school stuff. So I think that they'll tell us when it's coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, hopefully answer some major questions if there's like an API for it or if it's going to be totally old school and not have the API.
Mm-hmm.
Then, Hearthstone, new expansion as usual. I would really like to see Heroes of the Storm have a Warcraft-themed event because they've had the events for other Blizzard games so far. But, you know, I guess there was Echoes of Alterac, but I felt like, I don't know, like other people was more like, oh, you know, like there's like so many more heroes. But
yeah,
I feel
the
like
Diablo event was huge. I remember that one. Yeah.
So I feel like a Warcraft one could be interesting or like bring in the BFA character, like I don't know, bring in like Talanji or
somebody new,
or like Bon Zombie, someone like that into the Nexus. Well, I think that's
yeah, seriously,
we need Zoth in the Nexus.
And then Overwatch always has a new hero. We always get the charity pet announced, at BlizzCon, so
right,
a little cat. But where did the cat go? The cat needs to come back. I'm talking about cats. Let's see what else.
And Ashara and Heroes would be great.
Yeah, she'd be cool. Too. I would love. I mean, it's probably not going to happen, but I would love if they're like, "Oh, we're going to keep doing Warbringer series because like they're awesome, and we'll just do one on every character in WoW and make it the mini series." But yeah, that's not going to happen.
I've been
just to like the continuation of Ashara's life, or like early Ashara, and then like Naga. I would just see like a whole little movie on her.
I really cool, love those series, and it's like you just want more out of them, right? Because it's like we saw the three, you know, we saw the Sylvanas and the Ashara and the other one, and they were really really good, but you just want more, you know. I want like a mini series, like a full blown, like a Netflix thing where I could sit down and watch these 20 or 30 minute episodes that just go on, man. Like it would be so good. I don't know.
Yeah, I just love the art styles of it as well, and just like all the imagery. The Ashara one was so intense with like the circles everywhere and the color schemes that were like symbolic of like who was, you know, talking at the time. Mm-hmm. And I really, I'm like, oh, please give me more. Like, I want to see her rise of power. I want the whole, you know, War of the Ancients with this art style. Like, I want to see her doing more stuff underwater. So, yeah, more Warbringers, please. Or do a Tyrande one now that she has a role in 8.1. You know, give her a little
cinematic.
Yeah, yes. I don't know. I guess, like, some of that stuff we just don't know because people have been talking about Malfurion a lot, right? And, like, do something with him. Well, he's boring. Well, he's not going to be boring anymore. You know, like, so it's like, it's hard to say, like, who's going to kind of get a spotlight. Is it going to be, like, you know, we have, like you mentioned, Talanji. Like, she's awesome. Man, she is such a great character. Mm-hmm. It's like you never even knew that I had no idea. I wasn't looking for a new leader, a new troll leader, but man, it's stinking awesome. I'm like, what's going on with Vol'jin, right? Like all that.
Right, yeah. Well,
yeah, so.
We learned more about him today.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was that data mined or was that?
No, it just, if you, with the opening of the third wing of Ul'jir LFR, you can do a special quest Horde side. Where you take Vol'jin's glaive and defeat Gahoon, and then his story continues.
Oh. I did not realize that. Okay. I've done all the other stuff, but kind of, left a lot of really super cool, nail-biting kind of, Bwam Sombi freaking out. There was a lot of moments I wasn't expecting, but I guess I didn't realize that was... there's more now, so I'm going to have to go and check that out.
Yeah, if you remember getting revered with Zandalar and then doing that little quest with Vol'jin's Urn, this is the continuation of that. So.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Do you know if you picked that up somewhere in particular, or is that a...
I think in the pyramid somewhere. I'm not exactly sure.
Probably.
It's not for Lions as well, so...
Yeah. Daryl, what are you looking forward to, man?
All of it. It's just... Well, it's the esports. I always have a blast watching the esports, Heroes in particular.
Mm-hmm.
The MDI is cool. Overwatch was awesome in that arena last year.
Yeah.
If they're not going to be talking about 8.1, then it's going to be what's coming in 8.2. And what mic drop moment is Ian going to have? That's
right.
That's going to be awesome. Diablo, I'm not big into Diablo. I never have been, but, what are we going to get for Heroes and all those other games? So yeah, it's going to be a blast. I'm looking forward to it. And of course, just the people, right? That's what I look forward to the most is getting to see everyone, everyone in the guild who we, raid with and game with every week after week. They're all going to be there. So that's the biggest draw. Getting to have all this stuff that Blizzard does is just, icing on the already great cake, right?
Yeah.
Now, Perkilia, this is a massive event for you in particular with everything that's connected to WoWhead. Are you gonna have are you gonna have any downtime? Are you gonna have any you time to like Daryl's saying, enjoy hanging out with your friends, or is this like straight up work for you?
I mean, I got this cat.
You're wrestling this cat. If you're listening to the audio feed, man, go watch the video. This is awesome.
Yes, he's being good now, kid cat. I mean, it is really busy, but we have a pretty awesome team of people that will be helping me. Last year I did a lot of the social media and some live blogging, but we had a few people that were also working on the live blogging, and then we had some people that were dedicated to just looking at the demos or no bright paw, no mouse, looking at the demos or going on and, trying to find interviews and summarizing them. So we got split out pretty well. It will be hectic, of course, because with the addition of the classic, we could even launch like a new, website or talent calculator. At the party, I get to see people. We definitely have expanded the team since the first time I started doing this. So it's not as hectic as in the past. But I mean, it is, obviously it's like a really big time for the site because, everyone who's watching at home, or maybe can't afford a ticket, they'll get their news, from WoWhead. They'll be checking that front page to see what's, new with WoW. Or if they missed a panel, they want to, have the TLDR, especially when it comes to like the Q&A or what's next, or there's like a talent change in the demo. People want to see that stuff. But yeah, it is pretty busy. I always try to do one thing, whether it's like the closing ceremony or like a quiet time just to walk around kind of by myself, just try to, slip into the crowd. Last year I spent the last hour with the closing ceremony, just like looking at the art galleries, and a lot of people had cleared out at the point. It just was nice having the whole convention kind of to myself and low chill, very low key and chill. So I'll try doing that again this year, but. Having live news and then classic news will be a lot for WoWhead to cover. I won't have the cat with me.
It's going to be so much, yeah.
Yeah. I'm picking him up because right now he's lying on the keyboard and the mouse. So it's like I'm wrestling with him because if he's in my arms, he's not hitting all these buttons.
maybe we could take a sec to talk about the classic stuff because...
Yeah.
I mean, there's a part of me that thinks, like, well, we've all been there and done that, right? So how much WoWhead do you really need? But then, you know, back in the, like, if we're talking legit old school classic, there wasn't questing add-ons. There wasn't all the quality of life stuff that we had. And if you hadn't done it before, you had no idea where to go to talk to somebody or what to do.
Yeah, there weren't, like, maps, and it was bad.
So what do you foresee, a classic WoWhead looking like? Is that going to be more of a resource for playing the actual game? Or is it going to be, you know, the old, if it's true to a specific patch, I guess you're going to have to be looking at, you know, the talents that were for that time and the balance that was going on at that time. And
yeah. So, I mean, we'll, right, Pa? No. we're going to, data mine, whatever version of these spells we get, and then we can set up the talent calc and have, you know, our spells database and items database, set up as normal, just, you know, frozen to one patch. Mm-hmm. We're going to pull all the comments already submitted to WoWhead up to a certain date and display them on Classic WoWhead. Mm-hmm. We have modern WoWhead's infrastructure, we can do things like, you know, set up a dedicated news page for Classic WoWhead. So if something, you know, if a classic event happens, like, say, you know, Noble Garden back in the day was different than it is now. Mm-hmm. We can have a different news page, you know, for Classic WoW than Live WoW. Or someone does a really funny thing on Classic servers, like, you know, someone manages to, like, two-man a Classic boss. We can have a special news post on that.
Yeah.
And then we also have the guide system where I know the comments were really helpful back in the day, but the guides are really good at explaining things. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I can see us doing some guides for things like attunement quest lines or my cat is being ridiculous. Or, you know, like some class pointers. If a lot of people are always used to having, you know, certain add-ons and they weren't around back in the day, or they're used to, you know, their spec being great at doing something on Live and then it's actually terrible on Classic, we can give them some pointers. So, you know, the database will be pretty similar, but, you know, we'll have, if we want to use news and guides to augment coverage, we can. Things like, you know, the flying tool or the quest tracker, we're not sure if we can do because, you know, we need, like, an API for that. Mm-hmm. So it depends really what, you know, if Blizzard has an API, we'll do that, but that's not in the spirit of Classic WoW, so I don't know if they'll do that.
Yeah, that makes sense, right?
If you wanted to...
Go ahead.
I was going to say, if you wanted to go truly authentic, you should have it look like the old ThoughtBot site.
Yeah, so we thought about that, but with how everyone hates how, like, the background was white, and everyone knows, like, if you're streaming or playing in the evening, like, no one wants to have, like, blinding white. Mm-hmm. We do have the ThoughtBot domain, so we will probably...
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, so we will probably, like, prop it up and bring it back to life, but have it redirect to Classic WoWhead as the homepage.
Yeah, that's
awesome. Oh, that's cool that you guys have throwback. That. That's amazing. I love that.
Yeah, Tibber says
also,
people are definitely going to...
names and stuff. It's going to be like, yeah, I think, like, Classic WoWhead is more recognizable than ThoughtBot, or, like, if you're a newer player, you're going to be like, why is there this, like, thought site? And
Yeah, people who don't know what that is.
I used to use ThoughtBot all the time. Yeah. I know what that is. I use it all the time.
Yeah, Tibber here in the chat says people are definitely going to need help with the old talent trees. Man, I remember, it was just like doing homework. You'd sit there and look, and you'd have to go, you know, this far down into this tree, and this, you know, and you could dig into each one of the talent trees to get stuff out. Man, that was I mean, it's cool to think about, but I don't know if I want to do it.
Right, or like if you played, you know, like if you're a tank, it's like back in the day, like only a few tanks could really, you know. Tank. And I remember, like, Guardian's like, oh, like a Guardian drew a tank something. This is so bizarre. And, like, everyone must be a Frot Warrior. So a lot of people are going to need this page as being like, hey, like, you cannot really do this well in Classic WoW if you are, you know, like, your role has changed from BFA to Classic. But, you know, there will be fun things like we can do a fun guide on, like, the Hunter Challenge or, you know, the Benediction weapon, stuff like that. Yeah. I think we can, you know. Nice. Do stuff like that about.
Or I know that there was like it was either Warlocks or Paladins or somebody to get their class mount and
both of them and stuff.
Both had that.
Yeah, I don't know if they were part of that patch or not, but
I think the patch they're going with, pretty much everything was out at that point because it involves Nax.
Okay.
Are you excited about playing Classic at all, or are you just like,
Yeah, so I started playing in Classic, and I was really sad when they announced Cataclysm and the changing of the world, and I actually leveled a bunch of characters to, like, collect all possible recipes before Cataclysm happened and just, like, do all the quest lines.
Mm-hmm.
And I took all these pictures of, like, Darkshore and Ashenvale and all the zones before they were changed, and I kind of missed the old style of questing where you weren't, like, the hero. You were just a person going around in the world. Sometimes you did silly side quests because you were just, like, wandering around, and other times you stumbled upon taking out a bigger villain, and it felt very organic. Like, it was very creative.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you set mm-hmm. your own narrative, and it made sense that sometimes you get lost or places would take a while to get to, or you had maybe one quest mission, but then along the way you helped someone else and you didn't plan on it.
Mm-hmm.
So I really liked it. But then Cataclysm, it's like, okay, you know, like, it's very obvious to go to point A to point B, and you're the hero, and, like, you alone are, you know, saving Darkshore, or, you know, helping the flooding stop in the wetlands, and, like, it just felt very weird to suddenly be in the spotlight,
mm-hmm.
when before it's like, oh, but I felt like I couldn't really, my character wasn't as creative when Cataclysm started, and that Blizzard was giving me more of a narrative to follow,
mm-hmm.
and, also, it was nice just having zones to wander around and get lost in and have fun in.
Mm-hmm.
But then, you know, when Cataclysm was like, oh, look, Darkshore is, like, now destroyed. And it's, you know, even though I saved part of the zone, it's still kind of destroyed. Or Wetlands is still flooded for,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
years mm-hmm. after Cataclysm.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm looking forward to just kind of being like a creative, you know, sandbox that my characters can just hang out in, or, you know, enjoy that element of surprises. I'm just exploring around the zone.
Yeah.
Well, even the achievements changed a lot, because I know for Lore Master, once Lore Master came out for Cataclysm, it required, like, if you were in a specific zone now, it's like, do 50 quests in this zone or something.
Right.
But before Cataclysm arrived and they brought achievements in, it was like, do 600 quests in Eastern Kingdom and do, like, 600 quests in Kalimdor. And if you didn't have it, you had no way to figure out which ones you were missing, right?
Oh,
like, it was the whole thing. It was a con show. But that totally, they totally changed that with Cataclysm, that whole, you know, when they changed the world on how Lore Master was achieved.
I just miss little silly things like, oh, you know, a quest line to rescue a Sprite Darter, or Duskwood randomly has, you know, a Green Dragon portal, or the, you know, Shimmering Flats has, like, races going around. Just, like, little quirky things that, you know, I think helped enrich the world.
Mm-hmm.
Where's Mancrick's wife?
Yeah, so, exactly, stuff like that. But yeah, so, you know, I can see how maybe it's not good for the health of the game just to have, you know, pretty or funny areas you can walk around in, but, you know, I thought it was relaxing and fun back in the day to just, you know, kind of do these mundane, you know, help out these NPCs just kind of living their lives.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, and the attunement things were also, you know, if you wanted to do something, you could really sink your teeth into, like, a really challenging rep grind or something with attunements. That was not RNG. I kind of like how old WoW was very much like, you can progress. You can, it's an elaborate thing, but you can progress towards a goal. Like, mm-hmm. you know, 0.5 armor or Onyxia or, various keys to get, or, you know, getting lockboxes for various things. ZG had a quest line. You know, that whole Bijou system was pretty crazy. So, I don't know. I like complicated systems like that and trying to be part of it. And then eventually you work your way towards Exalted or a goal that feels really meaningful.
So more like you put the work to get something and not, not in like a slot machine.
I remember with Timber Maws, it's like, I'm going to just like spend the whole day killing Timber Maws. And when I'm done, I'm going to have a lot of rep, and I'm going to have, like, so many Winterfell Firewater that I can now pop in raids and do a little more DPS. And it was, like, a nice, you know, nice long grind, just, like, a nice mindless thing, you know, doing my loops in this pretty zone for a few hours and, you know, eventually getting the rep I needed and all these fun, you know, mm-hmm. consumables.
Yeah, totally. The infamous tunnel.
Yep.
Well, Daryl, what do you got? What do you, any more questions about to... the WoWhead party or anything surrounding the event? Or
I don't think so. I think we covered pretty much everything we're looking to cover anyway.
Yeah. Perk, did we miss anything? Any key things or anything you just want to throw out there?
Just that, I mean, the data mining season has started with 8.1, mm-hmm. so it's actually still going on in, my cat's in the way again. It's going on in the middle of this show, actually. So, you know, definitely check that out. There's a lot of, you know, Siege of Zul'Jazar weapon models, mm-hmm. Darkshore weapon models, stories going on. The Warfront is just open for testing. There's a lot of really interesting data mining stuff going on. And, you know, we're trying to do a really advanced job, like, you know, analyzing what the broadcast text is, trying to piece stuff together instead of just giving you like a bunch of changed spells, doing interesting things with the dressing room. So, you know, definitely check that out. There's usually a build like once every 5 or 6 days.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's coming along. The one tonight as we're filming has, the Cloth Alliance Warfront armor and a new, Lorthamar model and, Zappy Boy has some dialogue. So yeah, it's a fun build. I'm sure there'll probably be stuff for me to look at after this show as well. So
yeah, I'm looking forward to it. We just cleared Old Deer, so it's like I know that, you know, the whole point is to go and then do it on harder difficulties, but what I feel like once our team gets through it, then I'm like, personally, I'm ready for the new thing.
What's next?
Yeah, well, thank you so much, Perk. Appreciate your time.
Yeah, here. Glad I can make it before having to do stuff, and glad the cat can make an appearance. Do you want to say hello again, Brightpaw? Come on, Brightpaw, up you go. He's just staring at me on the floor.
All right, if you haven't already, make sure you come and join the official Training Dummies Discord server at discord.me/TTD. It's the best way to keep in touch and get real-time interaction with us and our community, as well as the awesome guests you've heard on the show. That's discord.me/TTD. And since we are streaming shows live now, head on over to twitch.tv/thetrainingdummies and follow so you know when we fire up the stream.
Hit it! Fate has brought us together.
You have my gratitude.
We make a great team.
I'm sure glad you're around.
Well, if it ain't my favorite person.
You have your uses, don't you?
You have quite a talent there.
Together, our victory is assured.
Good enough.
All right, Rob, go for it.
Oh, definitely, Perk. Thank you so much. It's always a pleasure to have you on, and I really appreciate you being able to just, like I said at the top, make some time to come hang out and spread the hype. You do such a great job over there. We've all, like, I don't know anybody who plays that doesn't use Wowhead. We've all used it for years and years, so definitely thank you so much. Daryl, thanks again for getting this one scheduled. Really appreciate it. Huge shout out to the raid team. Like I mentioned a minute ago, we did finish a full clear, and it was funny because it was the very last pull of the night. We had only just seen Gahoon for the first time. We'd gone in and, you know, getting that stupid, the bouncy ball, basketball, whatever the heck thing it is that you got to throw them down the side tunnels. That was a hot mess, and we nailed that down pretty quickly and ended up getting Gahoon down on the very, very, very last pull of the night. It was like 1 a.m. here, my time, and we got it. So huge shout out to the raid team. So love those guys. Daryl, what do you got?
Well, it's going to be exact same as yours, of course. Huge shout out to the raid team. Yeah, we got it. So we are as our team name suggests, and it's called Better Than LFR. We have completed it before it came out on LFR, so we can now keep our name. We have lived up to the standard of mm-hmm. our name. So yeah, huge shout out to all you guys. It was a blast. I wasn't there for the whole night, but I was able to come in for just the progression bosses. I was able to log in late for the last two. So I was excited to get that with everyone. And yeah, Perk, a huge thanks for coming on the show again. It's always very much appreciated. And, you know, especially with BlizzCon coming up and a PTR update coming out today, appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule to speak with us for a little while. Yeah. Do you have any shout outs this evening?
Yeah. So, you know, first shout out to both of you for, you know, having me on the show again. It's always a lot of fun. And I appreciate you working with me because I'm not around at your usual recording time. So I appreciate you doing this special time so I could be on the show still. And, you know, also a shout out to the Wowhead team, the devs that are working on all the data mining going on, like this PTR build today, as well as, you know, the people working on the site and all the features, and also the content team. I saw Nary in chat and, you know, all the people that are writing the articles, doing the social media, you know, helping update all the guides, you know, thanks to them. And of course, come on, cat. Well, what time you need him, he's not there. But I'll also shout out to my little cat, Brightpaw, because he's like my biggest cheerleader. He's always like being very helpful and cute and making me laugh and letting me know when it's a good time to take a break from the computer and, you know, give him attention instead. So, yep, that's about it on my end.
All right. Well, before we wrap this up, where can people reach you if they have any more questions about this topic or anything else?
Sure. So a few places. One is Wowhead's Discord, discord.gg/Wowhead. You can also reach me, usually about things like the cat or personal things at twitter.com/Perkulia. But if you have site inquiries like, the data mining or whatnot, Wowhead's Twitter is generally better. And then we also have, you know, Facebook for Wowhead, Twitch for Wowhead, YouTube for Wowhead, etc. But, you know, if you want cat pictures, definitely my personal Twitter is the best place for them.
Awesome. Well, that wraps up episode 224 of The Training Dummies. You could find this and past episodes of the podcast over on iTunes, Stitcher, and thetrainingdummies.com. I think we added Google Play now too, right?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we'll have to check out Spotify and all that. But hey, remember, we are all just jackasses with mics. So until next time.
It's advice you can trust. From people you shouldn't.
So forget what I said before. Now is when things are getting weird.
Oh, a fan, huh? Oh, well, who can blame you? Thanks for all the love and support.
At patreon.com/trainingdummies.
Perhaps you require more training.
Dummies.
Uther.
I'm not dignifying that with a response.
Look, there's a little note.
Patreon.com/trainingdummies.
Has not been evaluated by the FDA. Please do not operate large machinery or mythical creatures after healing. Side effects may include nausea, dimensional displacement, stomach irritation, and sentient discharges. Always consult a doctor before using
Patreon.com/trainingdummies.
Was that not enough jokes? Were you not entertained?